you really don't have much choice if you want to attract and retain people than to listen to what's going to keep them. So some of the things we already knew about millennials, we know that they have had very high parental involvement. We know that they're very tech savvy. They know how to find information on their own. They prefer to work in organizations that leverage technology as far as making work efficient. They very much value frequent feedback, almost constant feedback, in terms of their performance and how they're doing at work. And they expect to move up very quickly. In fact, some managers that have told us that they feel that they have unrealistic promotion expectations. So that is, of course, part of the dilemma of what do we do about career development. Some of the initial highlights from the research, 60% of them said they're looking for a new job or career even while they were working. We thought that was a very high number. Also, they said that while they're working in the organization, their goal is to really add to their experience, and some even use the phrase resume building. I'm trying to work on projects and things that will advance me in my career and that I can demonstrate to my future employers what skills I have and what I've done. So they're pretty conscious about needing to be viewed as having valuable skills, and guess what? They're looking at your job and your organization as the place to find them. This is one of the most, I think, surprising results from the survey. The turnover research from the past, for those who know it, by the guy named Mobley in the 70s, his whole theory was that people have to be relatively dissatisfied to change jobs. And what we saw as a result of our survey is that millennials do not have to have that same level of dissatisfaction as, let's say, a boomer to make a job change. They can actually be relatively happy where they are, but they will move for different reasons because of something externally attracting them. So let's dive into a little more detail on the research results. One of the things we did was we presented 15 different job factors. What I mean by that is characteristics of the job that they're in the work environment, things that are either present for them or not present for them that keep people at work longer. What we found is that for Generation Y, we found that if a job is very attractive to them from a career and lifestyle standpoint, that is the most important variable, this rank ordering, compared to others in their work. Career advancement, the number two, is actually a separate concept. And what we're talking about here is the idea that someone will advance at different levels. Okay, so not necessarily being promoted into a manager role, but they can move up. So we found for Gen Y, this was the second most important variable. Pay was also very important. So those who feel that pay is not as critical to Gen Y's, according to our study, that was incorrect. The best companies are really arming these early career workers with the skills they need to navigate their own careers so that they can explore different career options internally that meet all of these needs that they have. So for example, the term career paths, I'm going to propose to you, is becoming very outdated. And the reason for that is because there may be some general paths that some folks have taken to get certain places, but jobs are changing a lot more frequently. And we've heard from organizations, particularly here in Silicon Valley, that employees who are trying to groom themselves for certain roles in the company are finding that by the time they get there, the jobs have changed, or there's new jobs that are available that weren't available 2 years ago because technology has changed, or the way that their business is running has changed, or their strategy has changed. So what we're looking at here is different career options for people, making that okay. It's not only moving up in your career, but, you know, it's okay if you want to cross functions and, you know, move across to different parts of the business. Move horizontally even without a pay raise. Maybe you want to become a technical expert in some area and move up that type of a ladder. It's okay now to have career development mean that you're going to become a master in your current job. I mean, what job today doesn't require people to learn more skills and become even better at what they're currently doing? So mastery in your current role is certainly an option. And for some Gen Y people, especially those who are maybe early having families and so forth, they might not want a promotion. For them, career development means just keeping my job and getting better at what I'm doing now, because they're trying to balance other things in their lives. And we need to be okay about that and not look at them as quote-unquote non-promotable due to some external situation that may be transient. It's not permanent. We've heard more younger people, early career employees, wanting to create their own jobs. And if they have business savvy and can recognize what might need to be done in your organization because they're innovative, they're tech savvy, and they have new ideas about how to solve problems in your business, maybe that's okay to help that, let them make a business case for what type of a role they should have in your organization and why and what it's going to contribute to the bottom line. Here are some of the implications. So for attracting Gen Y, you really need to focus in on your employment brand. For career aspirations, skill development and advancement. For retention of these people, I would advocate that one of the questions you would need to ask within your organization is, what is your retention goal for them? And is your organization currently structured so that you can take a 2 to 3 year mobility tenure into account? Apple is using a gamification as a way to engage this particular group around developing their skills, and we're seeing more companies get into using this type of software and leveraging technology for that. Formal training, helping people get skills at navigating their careers, helping them build relationships within the organization. How do I do that? How do I pay attention to my personal brand? How do I personally go into the organization and find potential roles and skills that might be appropriate for me? Another strategy is movement towards on-the-job development experiences, and I think this is the hook for managers to get managers involved in supporting career development. Doesn't mean you have to take people off the job or send them to formal training. There's a wide variety of strategies that managers could be taught to implement for developing people while they work. And that's one of the strategies for getting management support, building an internal goal around how many people you want to fill positions by internal staffing versus external recruiting, and educating managers on how to do this and rewarding them. Those that develop people should be recognized and rewarded within your organization. So the takeaways from this research, all of the examples, all of the kinds of things that we can do to help focus on attracting and retaining millennials, you definitely need to look at your employment brand, see if it's focused on your organization as a place to grow. You want to make sure that you are working diligently to create what we call a development culture through a variety of programs, both informal and formally. Providing career development tools and training for millennials, it's a must-do, no choice. Utilizing technology and self-service as much as possible, not only for cost effectiveness, but because they use this. They are tech savvy. They will use the tools you put in front of them, whether it's apps, online portals, that kind of stuff. They love it. Integrating lifestyle choices. We're talking about flex time, being open to where and how work gets done if it makes sense. We've got to break out of the 9-to-5 in the office work mentality. And finally, really empowering them to navigate careers within your organization so that they don't have to go to the competition to get these needs met. I mean, it's pretty simple, but we really need to break out of our thinking about what work needs means and providing them with the opportunities to learn and grow that we know are so necessary for this age group.